It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM, it's the 4Play Podcast.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. It is 4Play, the podcast brought to you by Cool FM Kano. My name is Mr. Mega with a double G, the BLA double K genius. I want to thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of episode 1. And this is episode 2. I've got the guys in the house as always. The talkie talkie, what do you do?
I'm doing okay. Ready to get in here. Another day, another episode, another conversation.
Yes, sir. And of course, KO is also in the building.
Yes, I is. Let's do this.
Eric the Enigma, let's go.
The four musketeers have arrived.
Let's jump right into the business of talking shit and, of course, not giving a fuck. Oh, speaking about talking shit and not giving a fuck, you could talk shit and get cancelled. And that is why we're talking cancel culture today. We're going first of all, of course, jump around the room to find out what these guys think about cancel culture. Simple definition.
How am I going to define cancel culture, though? I think it's like this is bigger than a wake-up call, just a simple call-out. Hmm. So you've done something that the society, quote-unquote, does not agree.
Yes, society.
They call you out for it and say, you know what, let's not associate with this guy anymore because we do not like his values or, I mean, the things he's doing. So it's just to cut you off of the social, you know, communication or groups.
There we go.
Just leave you alone to your own circle.
The way I see it is when you're being ostracized in a way that affects your finances.
Yep.
Yeah, it's something that you it must affect your pocket.
You have to feel the pain.
Yeah, you have to feel the pain financially. So you lose endorsement deals. You don't. You can't get a job in a certain industry because of something you did. Something like that. So it should affect you financially. That's the way I understand it.
I don't know. Like counterculture to me just feels like something that society itself could do to try and correct its, you know, inadequacies or the anomalies within it. Because, I mean, someone does something wrong and you look the other way because the person is important or the person is a celebrity. I mean, it has a very bad look. But when everyone turns their backs on such people, it's kind of like a wake up call. Like, okay, yeah, I may be all that, but I messed up. And you just take your L's.
I see it as opportunity for trolls to want to take over your life.
Yeah, well,
because in the present day of social media, there are lots of people who take advantage of, you know, this guy's being canceled. Hey, this guy did something, but you know what, I'm canceling. But the reason why we're having this conversation is to try to set a couple things right and to put things in better perspective. Yo, to begin with, cancel culture has never really worked for someone because they stand to benefit even more.
You know, they say there's no bad publicity or something like that. So one way or another, they talk about you a lot. But I mean, we've seen people that have been humbled by this cancel culture. They lost a lot of things and they could go broke. So I think in that regard, it has some effects. And I feel like cancel culture started with a good motive, or how can I say, but it's been, I don't know what it is right now. It's been abused, and I feel like we may be into some really deep shit. And it could be too late to try to pull out now because we're in there already, because we're not gonna cancel culture. It just needs to be should we have a clear path to follow, because people have been canceled for things that there was no investigation.
Yes,
somebody just woke up one day, said this guy did this to me, put it out on social media. They're lucky to have so many followers. Everybody jumped on it, no investigation. And there's so much pressure to cancel someone these days when they say, oh, Detox did this. I mean, maybe Cool FM doesn't even want to investigate it first. First things first, Detox, we are keeping you off air for now while we see how this is going. I think that we need to, I don't know how we're going to do it though, but so far it's looking very toxic.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast, and you're right about that.
Yeah, we're gonna have to take probably say examples of a couple people who have been cancelled. But before we do that, though, I mean, I've got so many names that I really want to throw in there. But it's like, hey, you want to say something?
I was going in the same direction that you're going. I wanted to talk about, you know, the recent stories we see trending, like the skit maker, that allegedly was asking girls, demanding sex from girls for to get roles in his skits. So guys like that, the big question is, should they be cancelled? Because if we say cancel culture is toxic, you know, we should scrap it, what should happen to dudes like that? Do we mean that after those kind of those sort of revelations, they should still get the big brand deals, they should still get the endorsement deals, get the movie roles? Should people like that be cancelled?
I honestly feel like there's a need for people who are championing the cause of cancelling others to realize that there's always going to be room for improvement for all of us. And I know they say, you know, you cannot be too dumb, you have been following the times, we had the Me Too, you know, in, you know, environment, there are a couple of things you need to be, but we will still have people who still do not get it. And I think Detox kind of like made mention of the fact that, yo, it's like a knock on the head, like caution, bruh, you're going way too far. So, for example, and there's something about ideas. You mentioned skit makers. Yo, if I do a skit where, you know, someone is probably being molested in some type of way, right? I mean, there's an idea behind it. If it so happens that that person suffers, there has to be, I don't know how they call this thing in movies, where it all comes back and then there's something that happens towards the end where it's like, you're not supposed to be doing this, it is bad, and all that. It is expected to be a teachable moment.
Yeah.
But apparently people don't get that teachable moment. They just run with, this guy put such and such person in his, let's rush out, bruh, and cancel.
And then, now that you've said that, so many people have been cancelled because their speeches were edited and put out on social media.
Out of context.
They made a long sentence, but somebody cut the center of it, put it out there, and it becomes out of context, and everybody just jumps on it. It's like cancel.
Yeah.
And then sometimes when you have an opinion that other people do not agree, I mean, and they have the power, they start up a cancel campaign, and before, I mean, for simply disagreeing, you could get canceled nowadays.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. We may have, we are not, I don't think we're using it for what it was intended for, but it may be too late to even try to make any modifications.
And surprisingly, art is supposed to be subjective, I want to believe.
So obviously.
That, yeah, so that means whatever it is that you see, it doesn't have to be like a general perception of what, whatever, say for example, a skit, what a skit means. KO might probably see a skit and see something real nasty. I probably see same skit and I'll be like, ooh, okay, this is actually, you know, cool, like, nice, you know?
But the thing is, we need to ask ourselves, has the cancel culture really taken hold in this part of the world? I mean, like you mentioned, KO mentioned the skit maker who was accused of soliciting for sex in favor of, you know, coming up on cast on your skit. And Brother Man is still making skits. And he probably slowed his business down for maybe like a day or two, but Brother Man is back in business. So how effective is cancel culture in this part of the world when no matter the accusation, depending on how big the person is, the followers are just able to like it's like maybe a speed bump along the road, and the person is like back to from 0 to 600 in no time at all. So is it really effective in Nigeria?
Back to the skit makers, the dude who in his skits, it always seems like the punchline is the girl is getting, I won't say raped, but it was always giving that rapey vibe, right? So they dragged dude on Twitter. You guys saw that moment. You must have seen that moment.
Yeah.
Since then, he has, you know, changed his format. He doesn't put out content like that anymore.
How big was he at the time?
He was big. He was very big.
So I think big. That the effect on cancel culture, I feel like it depends on what the subject or the topic is. There are certain things that are, look, no matter where, or, you know, the world has gotten to a stage where you can't joke about rape. You know,
you can actually.
Yeah, you know.
You can.
If
it's a man getting raped, you can joke about it.
Well, so for now, right? I mean, go back to a few years ago, you'll be the biggest comedian if all your jokes were about rape. The women will find it really funny. You will shut down stadium because this way kind of jokes, but we've moved away from that now. You can't joke about these things anymore. So it's easier for you to get cancelled about rape anywhere in the world than say maybe you requested a girl to sleep with you for a role.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
So basically
I mean, didn't we all see evidence, the clip of the senator that slapped, went to the with the sex shop. Isn't the guy still in the Senate? That's what I'm saying. There's so many examples. I think that around here, we just move on too quickly.
Max.
The highest we do, we can drag you on Twitter, do a hashtag, and then it ends. It just goes away, and we move on. The video drops something tomorrow. That's the thing we're talking about. We've forgotten about.
But in all honesty, I still feel like we do not understand cancel culture. I don't think we get, the general populace actually get the idea of driving such campaigns when they are legit.
Yeah.
Because, in all honesty, we've had legit reasons to really cancel a couple people, but they're still there. Now, and I feel like it has everything to do with our systems. If we were getting people who were doing stuff like, you know, K.O. mentioned the rapey thingy.
Yeah.
Man, look, they should be serving time. We should.
For the content?
Yes! We should see them getting docked.
If you are being cancelled for rapey content, why are we accepting content that has people getting killed? What's the difference?
The idea of rape and people getting killed are two different things. Number one, if, for example, you're doing something that is entertaining, take, for example, Squid Game. Lots of people found that entertaining. Even though people were being killed, it was accepted that way. But if you're trying to laugh off of someone's pain, that is what the rapey content is all about.
Squid Game, we're laughing when people get killed.
Yeah.
I was laughing.
I found it really funny.
I found it funny when people were getting killed.
I mean, it was personally tough for me to follow.
Most of us laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, when you're watching a horror movie, or sometimes you're watching a movie, you're in support of the bad guy.
Same here.
A bomb is about to go off, and you're like, God, let it go off. You know?
So does this mean that you're also going to be probably in support of someone who's raping someone else?
Not necessarily.
Well, so that's the hypocrisy. Why would you say I can laugh when they are killing somebody, but I can't laugh when they are raping somebody? What is the point? They are both terrible things. Killing, dying is actually worse than getting raped.
No, but actually getting raped is another form of dying.
No.
One is physical, the other... No, trust me, like, rape... That is a sensitive, touchy. That's a
dying.
That's a
and dying is not sensitive.
No, hold on. See. Dying is terminal.
Yeah.
Rape is something else entirely. All right. The person is gone. The person is dead. All you can do is punish whoever did the deed. But rape, the person is still alive and has to live with that trauma.
Who serves more time in jail, a rapist or a murderer? Who do you think serves more time? Who goes to life more?
They both should go to life.
They don't. No, a murderer goes to, you serve life in jail for murder. You don't do life in jail for rape. It tells you which is worse, which is more extreme. And we laugh off murder, but we say rape is taboo. It doesn't make sense.
Well, no, I think it is the way it is presented, Kale. It doesn't have anything to do with what they stand for individually.
It's Cool FM Canals 4Play Podcast.
Now, I tried to make mention of the fact that some people, there are certain, I don't know if it has anything to do with maybe societal changes. People see rape in a certain type of way, and then killing is kind of like, yeah, this is for action. We see the movies and all of that, right?
Yeah, just to support your points, because we've seen killings in movies as, oh, it's just a movie.
Mm.
And then we've seen situations where, you know, we never really had hard stories of somebody watched a movie and saw how crazy people behaved and went out, took a gun. And there was a research that was done that Grand Theft Auto might be, you know, making people become violent. And they realized, no, not really. People are just enjoying the video game.
Yeah.
But I think it hasn't been the same with rape content.
Mm.
People, I mean, the numbers just keep getting up. And then it's a thing that at this stage, the world, the society, the people who are behind, this is a cost that is being pushed at the moment. We have to stop it. We've seen women suffer. We've seen people suffer. Their lives are, you know, messed up because of this situation. So
yeah.
I would understand, you know, the difference. And it's all how we see it. I mean, maybe tomorrow or 10 years from now, they will say, you know what, all that bloodshed in movies should be cancelled.
And by the way, speaking about skits, have you seen a skit where someone is killed? Well, where someone is brutally murdered and stuff?
Don't
you see horror movies?
No, those, you know, the Middle East guys, the terrorists, they do it all the time. I mean, you know, like, it's part
if
of
the. Something to myself, yo, they probably don't show it.
They do on the black net.
We've seen the chop off people's hands. These are turn on in horror movies.
No.
To be honest,
horror movies, you have been told what to expect. That you know that the gory stuff is what you are good. But I'm thinking about skits. I don't think I've really seen that.
Yeah, because
and if rape is seen on that same platform, you should not be showing rape as well. Horror movies That's a different ballgame entirely, right?
But like you said earlier, you know, the system needs to be rejigged, because if someone does something that terrible and you call the person out, or the person is cancelled, and after a few days the person is back doing, doing their thing, then what was the use of cancelling or, starting any movement to call to mind the shit that the person did? It doesn't work. So unless we can make sure that when we activate the council, we try to cancel someone due to one wrongdoing or the other, it sticks and it has a longer lasting effect on the corporate, then we can actually, okay, let's do it. But if it's not going to do that, then we shouldn't bother.
From this conversation, it feels like there's a need for us to broaden the council area that is currently.
I thought we were just going to define it and say, okay, because, and I started off by saying that we're in deep shit.
Yeah.
It's too late now to decide this and that. What will be happening is every day another subject will be added onto the council list.
Facts.
That's what's going on. At the moment, they said, some people have said they learned how to do ritual killings from Nollywood movies. Mm. You've seen that. That means not many people would want to show ritual killing in Nollywood movies anymore.
And I find that
technically that has been cancelled.
But here's the thing. That's one thing I just feel not to understand with people. I don't think there's a Nollywood movie where they show rituals and they do all of this stuff that the person doesn't pay for it. Mm. So how come we're not preaching the message at the end?
Why
at the end of this movie, the parents get together and this person that did do later died.
There are also many movies that have shown the benefits of hard work. People are not saying how they watched one movie and went out and became very hardworking. People are not using that part. It's now they're saying, they learned it from Nollywood. People are just taking what they want to take anyway.
True though. True.
From any situation.
Anyways, you're still listening to 4Play the podcast. This week we're talking cancel culture. KO is in here. Detox, Eric, and myself, Mr. Mega. You can always check us out, www.coolfm.ng.
You're listening to the 4Play podcast.
4Play Podcast is brought to you by Cool FM Kano. We're on social media. Check us out, facebook.com/CoolFMKano and on Instagram at Cool FM Kano. We're almost at the end of this episode, but first, let's just go back again to wrap things up, put things in proper perspective.
To put things in proper perspective, I believe people should always be called to order when they get out of line. But sadly, we don't even know how big or thin that line is at the moment. Mm. What could be obtainable here in Kano, for instance, you don't want to try that in as near as Zaria. True. So you could do it in Zaria and get cancelled, but in Kano they're like, yeah, that's my man. So should we apply local cancel? Should we do? Should we be?
I like that.
Should we copy? because they say we're a global world. Mm. So as if it's a cancel thing in Afghanistan, should it be a cancel thing in Kano? Or we just need to domesticate or not of this whole cancel thing.
And it's very simple, all right? If you attempted to cancel someone, if it's not going to have the intended effect of making sure that whatever wrong the person is doing never happens again, then what's the use in canceling? Especially if it's something that serious and it affects other people negatively. What are you canceling? If it's going to stick, fine, cancel. If it's not, then don't bother.
For me, I feel like the cancellation thing, it does work in certain instances. It does, but it's very hypocritical. If you want to be canceling people, cancel everything and everyone. Don't say, the content is about rape. If it affects women, we cancel. But if it affects men, we laugh. If you can't sustain it, if you're going to be inconsistent, then just leave the legal system to handle it. Because I can't understand it. This whole thing about rape, you can't laugh at rape, you can't depict women being raped, but you can depict men being raped. You can laugh about, don't drop the soap. That joke still, till date, you can still do that joke about don't drop the soap. So to me, it reveals the hypocrisy of the whole thing. And human beings, we can't sustain it unless they are written out rules that say, that's what the law does, basically. Yeah. We can't just say, because it's trendy, let's cancel this guy because he put out rape content.
If it's such a big deal, we should throw it in the law books and it becomes criminal to do certain.
That's what they should be pushing for. They should put it in the constitution. If they can't do that, then
when was the last time we actually enacted laws that we follow or we actually enforce?
We do that all the time.
There's a reason why I'm not knocking at the next door with my gun to take money from somebody. because I know it's illegal. But it's going to be too many rules and regulations in the law book about things you can do. I mean, there are certain places. Oh man, it's a long list of things that you could get cancelled for.
Yes, it is.
But if we say we should wait until they become illegal, and then people are becoming moral police on their own now.
Facts.
They're not even waiting for anybody to conduct an investigation or even see what happened. They just cancel you, and people lose their livelihood, sometimes unjustly. We've seen situations where somebody was accused of rape and then the story just dies. The lady or the person does not follow up. It just goes away. So now what? How do we look at this person? He has been cancelled already, lost money, lost this. We just need to proceed with caution.
And issues regarding false accusations or maybe bogus accusations or allegations and being used as an excuse to cancel someone or to imbibe it. Those who lie about, you know, or accuse other people unjustly or falsely, they themselves should be cancelled. Because why would you have a medium that could do you and you push something that never happened just because you want to prove a point or just because you want to, like, okay, yes, it's something that you can do? Such people should be cancelled.
Yeah, I know we're wrapping this up, but yeah. One thing worth mentioning, sometimes cancel culture actually works in the favor of the person being cancelled.
Very true.
Kanye West, man. Mm-hmm. Being cancelled time and time again. And even R. Kelly, funny enough, and he's been cancelled, but his music sales have been boosted by all the cancellation.
Trump.
There you go.
Yeah.
So in some cases, you actually, in a way, you go out of your way to cancel this person, but you're giving them free promotion. That's the weird thing.
Which is where it goes back to bad publicity or not.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Once you put somebody out there, they just become more popular.
Facts.
And they might cash in on it. Anyway, I don't think, cancel culture is a very long conversation. I don't think we're able to, we can cover it up.
Cancel culture!
Well, that's another conversation. They probably should cancel culture. Let's come up with a different thing, I guess. Or if you ever have to call someone out, you have to be sure that you're calling them out for the right cause. Because what do you achieve when you try to cancel somebody unjustly? I don't think it's right, though.
You know what it is? It's that human thing, that thing that we like to do when we stone somebody to death. You know that thing, that whole crowd mentality, mob mentality.
Yeah.
Where you just want to rip someone apart with a crowd.
Mm.
That's the thing that we enjoy. We love to see people fall like that.
Anyway, thanks for being a part of this podcast. Yeah, for this episode, the 4Play podcast. Listen, we're here for a long, long time, so expect more conversations from us. It's just the four of us. No wonder you guys say we should call it 4Play.
Yes,
K.O. Mega, Eric, and myself, Detox. Next episode, as always, promises to be even better. It's been a 96.9 podcast. We call it 4Play.
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.